This month, we are journeying with Jesus to the cross, looking at a few different scenes in the Gospels. In our podcast, we will be having some times of gospel contemplation and imaginative prayer with the passages that we look at on Sundays. This type of prayer is a way of encountering God in the Scripture, taking a moment in the passages to meet with Jesus and be with Him there, and see what God might want to show you during this time of prayer with the Scripture. Today, we will be in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verses 27 through 36. And in this scene, Jesus is walking with His disciples. They've just fed the 4,000 where He multiplied the loaves and fishes. He healed a blind man. And now, as they're walking from village to village, they have a conversation with Jesus. Let me read the passage to set the scene as we enter into this time of prayer. Jesus and His disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, He asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." "But what about you?" He asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about Him. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that He must be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took Him aside and began to rebuke Him. But when Jesus turned and looked at His disciples, He rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," He said. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then He called the crowd to Him along with His disciples and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" Now take a moment to calm your mind as we enter into this passage. Close your eyes if it's helpful, and imagine the scene for a moment. Perhaps you're one of the disciples or someone in the crowd walking along as Jesus and His disciples are walking between villages on their journey. They've been going from town to town, sharing the good news and healing. And now there's a moment of conversation. See yourself on the path there with Jesus and the disciples. And now you hear Jesus ask, "Who do people say I am? What are they saying about me? What do they think?" There are various answers that are offered. It seems like Jesus is not what people expect. And then Jesus asks, "Who do you say I am?" Take a moment and imagine Jesus turning towards you and asking the same question. Who do you say I am right now? Now you see Peter answer Jesus. He says, "You are the Messiah." He's definitely not the Messiah that people were expecting. And Jesus, knowing that the time had not yet come for him to be fully found out and known by the people and leaders around him, he warned his disciples not to tell anyone yet that this indeed is the truth. He is the Messiah. Imagine Jesus' face as he describes to his disciples the suffering that was to come, the rejection, that he would be killed, but then he would rise from the dead. Does this make any sense? What do you feel as you think and hear Jesus saying that he must die and experience such suffering? What would you say to Jesus if he told you what was to come and that it would be this horrible? Then watch as Peter pulls Jesus aside, rebuking him, telling him that this cannot be. But Jesus turns back to Peter and pulls the rest of the disciples into the conversation, saying, "Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." He calls out that Peter's concern and his reaction against what was to come was not of the things of God. What was stirring in him was not the truth, but was actually the work of the enemy. Take a moment and notice in your heart. What do you think are the concerns of God in your life? Where are human concerns pulling you, maybe in fear or worry, away from the rest that Jesus has offered us through his life and death? Now see the whole crowd coming around and joining the disciples and Jesus. And Jesus explains this radical way of the cross. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Whoever wants to save their life must lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and the gospel will save it. What does that stir in your heart? What does it mean that the way of Jesus leads to a type of death? But what good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet forfeit their soul? Who is Jesus to you? What does it look like today to take up your cross and follow him? Are you responding to that invitation? May you go out today walking in this humble, vulnerable, yet beautifully loving way of Jesus as you live and love those around you. May you know his love for you. Amen.